Pasuk reads Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen, and Rashi comments based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. The Fisher Hayu Hashvatim Mevazin also Ha Isim ben Putizer Shepitim Avi Imo Agolim Avodah Zarah VaHarig Nasi Shevet BiYisrael LeFikach BaKosav Yichso Achra Aaron. So this Rashi, which is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, it means that Aaron, Pinchas by himself, was not born to be a Kohen, and he wouldn't have been a Kohen because only those, the Bnei Aaron, who were Nimshach together with Aaron, became Kohanim, and their subsequent children. But since Pinchas was born previously, he would not have been a Kohen. But after the story of Zimri, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special bris kuhanas olam. And what's bothering Rashi and the Gemara is that it seems to be completely superfluous to mention again Pinchas ben Elazar and Aaron HaKohen, because at the end of Parshas Balak, when Pinchas kills Zimri, the pasuk says already, Vayah Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayakum mitocha eda v'yikach mo'omach b'yado, and so on. So why does it have to say it again? So apparently the shot is because one can clear what is the kahuna of Pinchas. Is it a special din, a special bris kahuna's olam that was given to Pinchas? Just like, for example, we found that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Chagigah, in Avodah Zorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu did Avodah as a Kohen Gadol during the Shiva Shimei Miluim. So so this was also a din of kahuna for Pinchas. Or no, that after this, after Kadosh Baruch, after the story of Zimri, so Kadosh Baruch was miyaches Pinchas after his grandfather, after Aaron. So now he's considered to be like the other Kohanim, because he's one of the Bnei Aaron, or one of the descendants of Aaron. So the nafgamina in this is where his children after him will be Kohanim. Because if the halach is a special chalos kahuna for him, it applies only to him. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he had a din of Kohen Gadol, his children did not have a din of Kohen Gadol or kahuna. But if the halach is that it's a special, it's a din that the miyaches him to Aaron, and now he's considered like the other sons of Aaron, to be Bnei Aaron, so then his subsequent children, sons after him, will also be Kohanim. And if you look in the Das Kenim, Paleatoisis, on the Pasuk of Haisa Lo Lazar Achrov, so he says, and I'm going to read it, Shehei Mashuach Melchama Mikan Ve'elech, V'zeh She'ama HaKasa B'Mechemes Midyan, Osam V'ez Pinchos Ben Elazar HaKohen Letzava. Mikan Omer Chazal, Delo Niskahin B'Pinchos Ad Shehogo L'Zimu, U'Bahochi Nicha Masha Olam Makshim, Hei Chorek Pinchos Ez Zimu, V'Nitma L'Meis. How can Pinchos have killed Zimu? If he was a Kohen, he was Metam L'Meis. The Ik L'Meima, The ad achshav lo nitna le kahuna ela le Aaron ulabonov, avol bnei bonov lo, v'gam b'miluim nimtzu k'siv le Aaron ulabonov tasek kosnos v'lo bnei bonov, and so therefore the Daskin said the reason he was able to metamet to Zimri because he was not a kohen, but oje shloma the nichol le Zimri goseth v'lo meis mamish v'goseth in the metama. That maybe he didn't come in contact with a mace because he was only when he left Pinchas he was a goyis but he had not yet died and a goyis is not metame. Valze hikshav rav leb Shmuel shem mishmini lemilui mihay Pinchas meshuach nuchama shechein mona simchazu b'shevis smochus shahaisa elisheva eishes avon yisera ala achere shahaya ben bena meshuach nuchama. So you see from what the Shmuel quoted by the Balei Tosfos says that Pinchas was Meshuach Mochama from the Yimei HaMiluim, but not for Avodah and for Doros. So it seemed that he means to say that he had a special din kahuna. from the time of the Miluim, but not for Avoda, and therefore his children after him were not Kohanim, because they were not, they're not considered Zaro Shel Aaron at the time of the other Kohanim when it's Kohen. But afterwards, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a Bris Kahuna Olam, so he became a Kohen because he was Nisyachis now after Aaron. And therefore, he's considered a Kohen for all things and Ladoiris. One thing I just pose as a question, so which is a little difficult, how is it that point to Rabbi Shmuel, it's clear quoted by the Paleotosis, how could it be that he had a din initially of a Meshuach Mechoma, but not a Kohen La'avoda, after a Meshuach Mechoma is a Kedusha like a Kedusha, the Gav is a Kedusha Kohen Gadol, it's a Kedusha beyond a regular Kohen. So how could it be that he had that additional Kedusha, but was not yet a Kohen to him, a Kohen as relates to Avoda?